I looped arms with him and nudged him over. Just a friendly old cowpoke herding a dummerin' cat shit steer. Get along, little doggy. This won't take long. 3 weeks, maybe. I was oozing well-being and charm, pushing my breast into the side of his fleshy arm as added incentive. I rolled him around the car and opened the passenger side door. I really appreciate this, I said. He balked at the door.
All I have to do is set a new court date, right?
Yeah, right. And then hang around in a cell until that court date pops up on the calendar. I had no sympathy for him. He could have killed someone driving while intoxicated. I coaxed him in and fastened the seatbelt. I ran around, jumped in the car, and revved the engine, afraid the light bulb would go on in his minuscule brain and he'd realize I was a recovery agent. I couldn't imagine what would happen when we got to the police station. One step at a time, I told myself. If he got violent, I'd gas him. Maybe. My fears were premature. I hadn't driven a quarter mile before his eyes glazed over, and he fell asleep, slouched against the door like a giant slug. I said a fast prayer that he didn't wet himself, or throw up, or do any of the other gross, involuntary bodily things drunks are prone to do. Several blocks later, I stopped for a light and glanced sideways at him. He was still asleep. So far, so good. A faded blue Econoline van caught my eye on the other side of the intersection. 3 antennae. A lot of equipment for a junky old van, I thought. I squinted at the driver, shadowy behind tinted glass, and an eerie feeling crept along the nape of my neck. The light turned. Cars moved through the intersection. The van rolled by, and my heart jumped to my throat as I was treated to a view of Joe Morelli behind the wheel, gaping at me in astonishment. My first impulse was to shrink in size until I was no longer visible. In theory, I should have been pleased to have made contact, but the instant reality was hurling confusion. I was good at fantasizing Morelli's recovery. I wasn't so confident when it came to actually pulling it off. Brakes squealed behind me, and in my rearview mirror I saw the van jump the curb to complete a mid-block U-turn.